Hello, I'm Scarlett Ray from 8N. Welcome to our first Give edition of the Compton School podcast. For our first Give project, 8N have decided to raise awareness for homeless action in Barnet, and I want to thank you for taking your time to listen to what we have created. If you want to know more, go to www.habcentre.org. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so I'm here with two more awesome members of 8N. They're going to tell us a little bit about homeless action in Barnet.
Today, me and Aisling will be talking about our charity Homeless Action in Barnet. This is something everyone needs to know and we need to raise awareness for.
Homeless Action in Barnet is a charity that says what it does in the name. This is a charity that supports many homeless people in Barnet, the people who need the help most.
Our charity helps people who are at risk and needing tenancy support. They provide a quality service to all.
This is something we need to get everyone knowing because of the serious risk of these people. There are over 320,000 homeless people in the UK alone.
This is a huge amount. As well as this, the leading cause to homelessness in the UK is an unaffordable housing, which is really showcased in the amount of people on the streets in Finchley.
I think you all need to know what homelessness actually means, because it is often stereotyped. It is not only not having a home, but
it is not having enough money to provide for yourself and your family. This may include a lack of food, water and sanitation.
So, thank you for listening, and we hope that you've understood our charity and all the challenges they face.
Amazing. Brilliant. So, Aisling, do you want to tell us a little bit about why this is important to you?
I mean, I get really sad every time I walk past someone who's sitting on the ground, like, shivering in London. Mm-hmm. And, like, I always have to search my pockets for change, but it's not always, like, there. And I feel like no one should have to beg people for change.
That makes a lot of sense. I think probably a lot of people feel like you feel. Sophia, why is this important to you?
Kind of the same, like, Aisling. I don't like walking past people, seeing them on the streets when you've got a home to go to and they don't.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is this, what do you think as a country we can do about it?
I mean, I say, like, we pay a lot of tax each year, but where is it actually going?
That is a great point. We could look it up, but yeah. What's clear is you think it's maybe not going where it should be?
Yeah, I think we need to spend more of the money on getting people off the street and everyone into a home.
So do you agree?
Yeah, I think we should have more affordable houses.
Definitely, especially in somewhere like Finchley, where there are some really nice houses, and then also you see lots of people that are homeless. It doesn't feel fair.
Yeah.
That's great. And you're also reading Stone Cold in your English lessons right now. What's that like? What's it like to read stories about homeless people? Sophia?
It's quite saddening when he's only 14 years old and we're basically his age, but we're in a nice warm home and he's out on the streets.
So it really, you can feel it because they're so linked to your age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aisling, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Sophia. I think it's like sad to read, but then he's not like the only one. So like he should not be the only one and we need to do something.
Yeah, that makes sense. He should definitely, no, I get what you mean. You're saying that he's not the only one, but he should not be the only one that has their voice heard. Everyone should be trying to be helped. Everyone should be able to have their voice heard.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Is there anything else you want to add? No. Okay, great. Thank you so much for being on, and we'll maybe hear more from you in the future. Well done. Okay, so I'm here with some students from 8N, and they're going to firstly introduce themselves and then tell us why do they think homelessness is such an important issue.
Hi, I'm Inyaki. And I've got many reasons that I think homelessness is an important issue in Barnet. Firstly, I think that it's unfair that people like us have a home and we take it for granted each day when people that are living on the streets, they've got nothing and they have to live through that every day.
Thank you very much, Inaki. Next.
Hi, my name's Elisa. I think homelessness is important because people who live on the streets, they don't have anything, and sometimes it's because they were treated unfair at home or they have been turned to, like, misuse substances. And it's really sad that they don't have anything and people will turn them away because they don't have a home. And everyone deserves a chance, and I think it's unfair that they don't get one.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Maya. And I think Homeless Action in Barnet is an important charity because it helps people who don't have as many privileges as us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Reva, and I think homelessness is important because everyone's equal and some people shouldn't have more privileges than others.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Ishak. I just think that it's not a good issue because of poverty and around the world and how some people are suffering when others are, like, having a great time in their houses and being rich.
Thank you very much.
My name's Maya Ebanks, and I think homelessness is really unfair because some people weren't born into such a privilege as others, mm-hmm. and not everyone deserves what they are getting. And we always jump into conclusions and believe in stereotypes, which makes it really unfair for homeless people.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Maya. Who's next? Great.
My name's Aaron Crosby. We take things for granted when homeless people don't even have, like, a toilet, a house, a bed to sleep in. And we have all that. We don't really think it's that much of a privilege, but it is.
Thank you so much.
Hi, my name's Elisa, and homelessness is also important because it's not just happening here in England, it's happening all over the world, and some people don't even mean to be homeless. It's that they've been, like, kind of, in a way, kicked out of their own country because of wars and things that are happening. So people don't really have a choice when they are homeless. And it's kind of unfair that we have everything and we still complain when they don't have anything and they're forced to live in really bad conditions.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well done, Lisa.
Homeless Action in Barnet.
Homeless Action in Barnet.
Very great.
Hello. So I'm with some of the wonderful members of Form 8N. I'm going to be talking a little bit about our first Give project. So who am I with?
Hi, I'm Reva.
Hi, I'm Maya.
Amazing. So do you want to start by saying, why do you think it's important for us to do something about homelessness?
Homelessness is a big issue in London and worldwide. And seeing people like as equal as us, it's difficult to see how they're in worse conditions as well. We've got all like facilities and luxuries, but they've got nothing.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Maya, why is this issue important to you?
Pretty much the same as Reva.
That's awesome. Okay, so what are you guys planning on doing for us now?
We're going to be telling some stories of the people that are homeless around Britain.
Okay, that's wonderful. Who is going to start us off?
I think Reva will with a story from the story Stone Cold, which is about a homeless man named Link.
Fantastic. Take it away.
You can call me Link. It's not my name, but it's what I say when someone asks, which isn't often. I'm invisible, see? One of the invisible people. Right now, I'm sitting in a doorway watching the passers-by. They avoid looking at me. They're afraid I want something they've got, and they're right. Also, they don't want to think about me. They don't like reminding I exist. Me and those like me. We're living proof that everything's not all right, and we make the place untidy. Hang on, and I'll tell you the story about my fascinating life.
Awesome. So that was a segment from Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Are you reading that in class?
Yeah, we're reading that for English, and we go through the story of this homeless guy, Link, and he's only 14, and all the troubles he has to face.
Wow. Well, how does it feel to read a story like that?
It's quite depressing thinking about how, even though this is about a fictional character, it happens in real life, and this is something that happens every day.
Definitely. And 14 years old, I mean, that's...
It's no age to be on the streets.
Absolutely. There's almost like there is no age to be on the streets.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Reva. And Mai, were you also going to read us something?
I was going to read a story about a woman named Tanya who became homeless at 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay, take it away.
I was 17 years old when my mother asked me to leave. Well, kicked me out of the family home. We were arguing continually, and it was a situation that neither of us could cope with. I felt like no one believed in me. I had no confidence, low self-esteem, and suffered with anxiety and depression. At first, I slept on people's sofas, then I stayed in a hostel or two, but I wasn't ready to be responsible. I didn't think that I needed to. I felt like, why should I bother if no one else does? I got into debt, I didn't keep appointments, and I wasn't motivated. I moved to a shared house, but it wasn't really working for me. I wasn't taking responsibility for cleaning, paying my bills. I wasn't getting on with my support worker and didn't keep any of our appointments. Soon I got into debt with my rent. I needed help and support to deal with everything, but I felt like I had no one and no one was listening to me. Then a DePaul service opened in my area. I met with one of their support workers, told them about my situation, and for the first time I thought someone is actually listening to me. I told them I had started a work placement and they gave me encouragement and told me I was doing really well. I'm doing really well with DePaul. I've moved into my own flat and I have a new DePaul key worker who I get on with and meet regularly. After completing my placement, I've been taking on permanently as a part-time worker in the maintenance team. Now I am paying my rent and no longer in debt. I am motivated and happy, and soon I will be moving into my own home. At DePaul, I've been encouraged and believed in. They have made such a difference in my life. And
awesome.
DePaul is another homeless charity.
That's brilliant. Yeah, it's important that although we are really trying to raise awareness for Homeless Action in Barnet and the work they do, this is, as Reva said at the beginning, this is a completely UK-wide issue. And so all the charities that are doing something, that's fantastic. Okay, amazing. So what do you think, as a country, we can do about the homelessness?
Well, we can stop focusing on other things like Brexit and focus on the people in our country.
Definitely. That sounds like a good plan. Any other thoughts?
We could try donating some money to these homeless charities. For example, those who may have like incomes in the higher bracket may be able to give a few pounds a month to these homeless charities.
That's a great idea. So if you have over a certain bracket, is instead of a tax, there's like money that goes straight to charities.
Yeah.
That's a lovely idea. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your stories with us. If people want to hear more, they can come talk to AN or they can go on the Homeless Action in Barnet website. Thank you for listening.
Elaf's going to tell us a bit about how to contact Homeless Action in Barnet.
Thank you, Maya. The HIB is open from 9 to 3 on Monday to Wednesday, Thursday 9 to 2 and Friday 9 to 3. Closed on Saturday and Sunday. If you want any more information, go to the HIB website.
Okay, so I'm here with another three members of AN who are going to be doing a quiz about homelessness.
So, yeah, hello, we're Zane, Tamin and Kirtan. And as Mr. JK said, we're going to do a quiz about homelessness to show awareness. And I'm going to hand it over to Tamin, and he's going to ask the first question.
So 320,000 people are homeless in the UK. Is that true or false?
I think it's false.
I think that might be true.
Well, Zane, you're right. It is true. So next question. One in five people who are homeless have mental health. Is that true or false?
I think that's true.
I'll also go with true.
Well done. You guys are both right. About one in five people living on the streets have mental health problems. Next question. In the UK, 100 people die to homelessness a year. The average life expectancy for a homeless man is 60 and 63 for a homeless man, homeless woman. False or true?
I think it's false.
I think it's true.
Well, it is false. In the UK, actually, an estimated 726 people die to homelessness a year, and the life people expectancy is much lower at 45 for men and 43 for women. Pass over to Kirtan.
Alright, a homeless person is 5 times more likely to commit suicide than an average person. True or false?
I think that might be true.
I think that's false.
Tamim's right, it's false. A rough sleeper on the streets is 9 times more likely to commit suicide than the average person. Okay, true or false? Homeless people are 10 times more likely to get robbed than the average person.
I think that might be true.
Yeah, true.
You're both wrong, it's false.
Oh my God.
Homeless people are 47 times more likely to get robbed than the average person.
That's massive.
That is massive.
6,000 UK veterans are homeless. True or false?
True.
False.
It's true. Yes. 6,000 UK veterans are currently homeless and the number is growing rapidly.
That ain't good.
That ain't good. That's a lot of veterans.
Last one. 1 in 100 prisoners are homeless before being put in jail. True or false?
False.
True.
It is false. Actually, 1 in 6 prisoners report to being homeless before being arrested. I'll hand over to Zane now.
True or false? Homelessness has increased 165% since 2010.
Wow.
True. True.
It's more than doubling.
I think it's false.
True. True or false? The main cause of homelessness the main cause of people being homeless is drug and alcohol addiction.
What do we think?
True.
Actually, it's false. The main cause of people being homeless is housing being too expensive and simply unaffordable, especially in London. Okay, last question. True or false? More than 100,000 young adults have looked for help as they either have no place to stay or are on the edge of being made homeless.
I think that's true.
I think that's false.
It's true. More than 100,000 people aged 16 to 24 have looked for help for they either have no place to leave or under the threat they could be made homeless. I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I hope you guys actually were involved with that and tried answering the questions yourself.
Wow. So what it seems like is a lot of those questions, it was actually more drastic than we thought. Like, instead of it being 1 in 4, it was 1 in 9 homeless people who are more likely to commit suicide, for example. Yeah. That is a lot. How does it feel to read all those statistics?
Very different, because like, you don't know what happens around the streets nowadays. That is very true.
Mm-hmm. Kitten, how does it feel to hear those statistics?
It's kind of shocking, because before, as it said, it went up by 180-something%. Yeah, so it's kind of worrying. That
it's only getting worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Zane, what are your final thoughts?
I think it's quite saddening, because people are literally killing themselves and going to prison just to live, really.
Yeah. It's people that are homeless, it does seem like it's a massively detrimental effect to the rest of your life. And you're saying a big part of it is just the fact that house prices are literally too expensive. So that is fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, all three of you. You've done fantastic. Do you want to say thank you to everyone?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. So I'm here with two more students from AN, and what we found when we were coming up with ideas for who we wanted to support for First Give, there were actually lots of issues in the whole world, not just in Barnet, that we really cared about. And although we wanted to talk about homeless action in Barnet, we found there were actually links to other causes. So we have two fantastic students who are going to talk about them. So if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Maya Ebanks from AN.
Hi, my name is Havana Maxwell from AN.
And today we decided to use our voices to talk about the issues that are happening in China.
Being homeless unfortunately means being discriminated on how you look and having many stereotypes being thrown at you. This sadly happens all around the world. There are other problems in the world.
China has tried to seem like they are helping their country by apparently locking up criminals and training them to have a positive mindset. However, they are actually keeping Muslims in concentration camps.
They are killing innocent Muslims who just want to follow their religion. This is Islamophobia. Some Muslims have been tortured, electrocuted, been treated as slaves, been forced to eat non-halal meat, and many more horrible things.
Yet, there is no news coverage going on about this awful subject. Imagine if this was your family. Exactly. Horrible, right? Havana and I have decided to use our voices to raise awareness about this unfortunate subject. Please try and help raise awareness as well.
Thank you. And please try and help raise awareness.
That was amazing. Thank you guys so much. I know that is an issue we really cared about, and it's definitely complicated. So what we would suggest doing is go and learn more about it. The best thing you can do is go and learn and then spread the word. Why do you guys think it's linked to our charity Homeless Action in Barnet?
Well, personally, in my opinion, I don't think it's linked, but me and Maya just wanted to show people that this is also important, because you don't really hear much about it. Like, it seems like no one's doing anything about it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Havana. That makes a lot of sense. Maya?
On the other hand, I personally think that it's linked to Homeless Action in Barnet, because as we know, homeless people might be known as lower down in society, and I think that China is looking at Muslims lower down in society when everyone should be equal and have the right to say what they want and to do what they want, no matter their religion, their skin colour, any of their ethnicity, anything about that.
That's absolutely wonderful. Well, what we would suggest doing is definitely go and learn more about it. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing more from you guys in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking your time and listening to our podcast. We really believe that homelessness is an important issue, and we want others to see that as well. If you would like more information, you can go to www.habcentre.org to find out more about the fantastic work that Homeless Action in Barnet does. Thanks again.